Clay Williams. I'm the executive director of Equality Utah, and we do see today as a historic day. In 2008, after the passage of Proposition 8, we all remember the tensions in Utah and across the nation were pretty high. We were seemingly locked in this never-ending battle between people of faith and people who are members of the gay, lesbian, transgender, and bisexual community. At the height of these tensions, a historic moment occurred. Members of our community began conversations with officials from the LDS Church. Those conversations ultimately led to the church endorsing a municipal ordinance, non-discrimination ordinance in housing and the workplace back in 2009. From there, 20 additional municipalities across the state adopted similar ordinances. We have worked now for 7 years to pass a statewide bill here at the Capitol to no avail. Obtaining protections in housing and employment are critical achievement for Utah's gay and transgender families. It means simply that we have the freedom to work and live in the state that we call home. It means that we enjoy the full rights, protections, and responsibilities that come with being a full American citizen. It means we finally get our shot at pursuing the American dream. We welcome the LDS Church's statement of support for our non-discrimination bill. It means a lot to LGBT Utahns who grew up in Mormon households. And truly, the so-called culture war has devastated these homes the hardest. We agree that there doesn't need to be a divide between people of faith and people who are gay and transgender. Many gay folks like me grew up Mormon. We served a mission, and we later found ourselves ostracized from the faith of our birth. To continue this dialogue and to find solutions and to pass this bill will not only make Utah stronger, it will also reunite families that have been strained and fractured over these issues. We believe, Equality Utah believes, that the rights and liberties of the gay and transgender community can stand side by side with people of faith. America as a nation is always stronger when we find ways to expand liberty and freedom to include more people. We call upon Utah's legislature to hear and pass Senator Urquhart's non-discrimination bill and to help gay and transgender Utahns enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's why we are here. Thank you very much. I want to welcome Equality Utah Board Chair Cliff Roski.
Thank you. Thank you all for joining us today. This is a historic day in the history of our state. For 7 years now, there have been countless polls on the issue of non-discrimination protections for gay and transgender Utahns. Every single one of those polls proved that the overwhelming majority of Utahns agree that someone should not be fired from their job or evicted from their home simply because they're gay or transgender. And now we have it from the church's highest authorities. The church, in unambiguous terms, supports employment and housing protections for gay and transgender Utahns. The people support the bill. The church supports the bill. All that's left is for the legislature to pass it. That, of course, is their job, to reflect the values that all Utahns share. The church has expressed concerns about protections for religious liberties, and Equality Utah shares those concerns. And we are very proud to live in a state which already has some of the strongest protections for religious liberties of individuals and organizations in the United States of America. Specifically, our anti-discrimination laws protect employees from religious discrimination at the hands of employers. They prevent landlords from imposing their religious beliefs on their tenants. And importantly, our anti-discrimination laws provide a broad exemption for all religious organizations, churches, synagogues, and temples, and any company that is owned or controlled by a religious organization. These are strong protections for religious liberties. And it's time now to put into our laws equally strong protections for gay and transgender Utahns. This is not about special protections. These are basic human needs, the right to earn a living, the opportunity to keep a roof over your head. These are things that we all take for granted because we already have them. And it's time for the legislature to make sure that that's true for all of our citizens. Thank you.